Huntley Community Radio thanks the Senior Reverse Mortgage Group for underwriting the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show. Senior Reverse Mortgage Group provides today's reverse mortgages that are federally insured to provide additional funds for seniors needing cash for home improvements, medical assistance, debt and mortgage elimination, with no monthly loan payment. We are local and meet in your home. Senior Reverse Mortgage Group, 312-588-7140. 312-588-7140. NMLS number 1606823.
In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there. Cut your hair into a beetle bob and zip up your beetle boots. But, yeah, but you probably can't remember the 60s because of all the haze over your eyes from the magical herbs that you grew.
Uh-huh. And they were they were magical.
They were magical. Which brings me to my first song, coincidentally.
Oh, coincidence? I don't think so.
It just works out that way.
I know.
The Illusion was an American psychedelic hard rock band from Long Island, New York.
New York.
Yeah. They released 3 full-length albums in the United States. How about that?
Oh, boy. I'm so excited.
The group had 1 major hit in the United States.
And that wasn't this one, right?
Yes, it was.
Oh, wow.
It was 1969's Did You See Her Eyes, which peaked at number 32 on the Billboard Top 10. How about that, huh?
On the Billboard Top 10.
Number 32. You got it.
Was it even on the Billboard 100?
No, it was on the Billboard Top 10, number 32.
Okay.
Here's Did You See Her Eyes?
Yeah.
I knew I'd get you over to my side.
See, no, thank you.
You liked it too.
No, thank you.
Anyway, in 1969, on December 1st to be exact, the Selective Service conducts the first draft lottery since 1942, affecting 800,000 males born between 1944 and 1950. Oh, lucky me, I was born in 1950. My number was 142, and I immediately ran to the National Guard Armory to enlist.
My guy was going away to serve his country. Boo-hoo.
I know, I know.
Which brings me to my first song.
Really?
Yay,
how
yay.
About that?
Which became the biggest hit ever for Mary Wells and the Motown label. It was written and produced by Smokey Robinson of the Miracles, and it was Motown's first female star's song that reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100 on May 16th of 1964. Here's My Guy.
Tear me away from my God. Nothing you could do, 'cause I'm stuck like glue to my God. I'm sticking to my God like a snap to a letter, like birds of a feather. We stick together. I'm telling you from the start, I can't be torn apart from my God.
In 1969, the most popular series on TV includes Gunsmoke, Bonanza, and Rowan and Martin's Laughing. You know, suck it to me, suck it to me, suck it to me, suck it to me.
It was just like our show. Very interesting.
But stupid.
It's guys like Rowan and Martin that make the Lone Ranger wear a mask.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
When I put on a red pantsuit and my husband doesn't notice, that's bad. So I watch my calories. That's good. There's only 2 calories in a big bubbly 8-ounce glass of Fresca. No sugar, no cyclamates. It's an honest-to-goodness diet soft drink. I like Fresca.
Remember cyclamates?
Oh, yeah.
They tasted so good.
I love those. For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, you are listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, 101.5 FM on your transistor radio.
Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the Wayback Machine to the year
1969. The My Lai Massacre by U.S. soldiers of over 100 Vietnamese civilians is made public. The unit had been hastily thrown together, and many of its experienced officers and non-commissioned officers who had already served in the country had to be transferred out of the unit as it prepared to deploy because Army regulations prevented them from returning to combat so quickly. This resulted in what became known as the My Lai Massacre. Listen to the 1969 newsreel.
Basically, My Lai took place in a village, and there had been a CIA report that there was going to be a company of North Vietnamese regulars. We were fighting a guerrilla war against an enemy that was not wearing uniform, did other things a day, hit us at night with terror attacks, language difficulties, cultural difficulties. And these guys got to Vietnam. They were a badly organized, badly trained unit. They got to Vietnam. They thought they were fighting communists. They got there and began operations in January of 68. And by March 15th of 1968, they'd lost maybe out of a 100-man company, maybe 15, 20, some dead, mostly wounded, seriously, from landmines, snipers, bungee pits. They would fall into a pit with poison bungee sticks, all this horrible stuff. Never saw the enemy. They began increasingly to get violent. So this company was frustrated. They were told the next day there was a CIA report that there was going to be the 48th North Vietnamese, or 480th North Vietnamese Battalion was going to be in this village. They got up at 3:30. Put their weapons on, defending democracy, you got to give them to do, went to be killed. They want to pay back. Instead, they find 555 is probably the best number, 550-something, men, women, and children in this village, and they kill them all, or most of them, 99%, 95% of them. Here's how they reported it. They reported that they killed 128 VC were killed in a big combat fight, three weapons captured. And it was front page, that battle was, the My Lai was a front page story in the New York Times a day or two later as a great victory.
Their platoon leader, 2nd Lieutenant William Cayley, is charged with 6 counts of premeditated murder in the death of 109 Vietnamese civilians in March of 1968, and that's what happened way back when.
In keeping up with the strangeness of 1969, I give you a song with a very strange title. It was by the band Jefferson Airplane, and the song appeared as the opening track in their influential breakthrough album, Surrealistic Pillow. It was released in 1967. It did really, really well in the charts.
It did?
Uh-huh.
You didn't say how well, though. Where did it list? I
couldn't find that, but I know it did really. Trust
I'm
me.
I'm sure it did.
It did.
It's really going to be a song that I'm going to love, isn't it?
Yes. Actually, this
sure.
is a very nice song.
Okay.
Listen to She Has Funny Cars.
All the neglect, or all the self-respect you need. You see black, you can look back, you can look front, you cannot face tomorrow.
Some have it nice. They're very wise, maybe very wise, trying to revolutionize tomorrow. And I know, and I know, and I know, your mind's guaranteed, it's all you ever need. So what do you want?
I see why you couldn't find any numbers on the
charts.
Just saying.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Bouncy, the paper towel that is so strong you won't be able to tear it off the roller.
Okay, for my last song of the day, that also has a funny title, Coinky Dinky.
How about that?
I don't think so. This song was written and composed by Rudy Clark. It was first released as a single in 1963 by Mary Clayton. That did not hit the charts, though. The song was made a hit a year later when recorded by Betty Everett, who hit number one on the Cashbox Magazine R&B charts in 1964. Here's the Shoop Shoop song. It's in his kiss. That should have been the title. I never knew that was the name of the song.
But Shoop Shoop sounds cooler.
No, I think it's. Yeah. I think it would have been better if it was the other way around.
Okay.
In 1969, in time for perhaps the very last of the boomers, Sesame Street debuts on television.
Oh, boy.
Aw, Oscar the Grouch and Big Bird. Cookie Monster. Me want cookie. Kermit. Aw. And my very own idol, Miss Piggy.
That's your idol, Miss Piggy.
That's my idol.
My last song for today is a cover song that I think is better than the original. It was done by Vanilla Fudge, and they were an American rock band known predominantly for their extended rock arrangements of contemporary hit songs.
Really? I want to see where this hits.
It peaked. I'm glad you asked. It peaked at number 68 on the Billboard Top 10. How about that? That was in 1968.
Mm-hmm.
I give you Shotgun. It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.
Huntley Community Radio thanks the Senior Reverse Mortgage Group for underwriting the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show. Senior Reverse Mortgage Group provides today's reverse mortgages that are federally insured to provide additional funds for seniors needing cash for home improvements, medical assistance, debt and mortgage elimination with no monthly loan payment. We are local and meet in your home. Senior Reverse Mortgage Group, 312-588-7140. 312-588-7140. NMLS number 1606823. You say.